Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Monday morning recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Delco, the pride of Philadelphia, has retired. He's gone. He's no longer with us. R.I.P.
Top five most beloved athlete in Philadelphia history.
Would you say top five?
No, come on.
Yeah, easily.
Dr. J,
Steve Carlton, Michael J.
I don't think
Mike
Steve Carlton.
Mike Schmidt. My grandfather hated Mike
I'm sorry.
Schmidt.
The Phillies' only World Series win up until
right,
a couple
but
of years ago.
I'm literally telling you how people react. Chase Utley, beloved.
Yes.
Allen Iverson.
It's Always Sunny.
Beloved.
God, what a shit city that they don't respect Steve Carlton, who is one of the greatest pitchers
for sure,
of all time.
He's old. He's too old.
Doesn't matter how old he is.
But my grandfather hated Mike Schmidt.
Who do they like better, Steve Carlton or Tug McGraw?
Well, Tug was a fucking deadbeat dad, so that's Philly. Right? That's at least some points.
They loved him there.
Brian Dawkins,
James
of course.
Harden, obviously. Is up
not
there.
James Harden.
Fred X.
Not Fred X.
Who's top five? It's got to be Dr. J, Allen Iverson. Those two all give you.
Dr. J didn't play for the Sixers that long.
That's all I think of, though. Whenever I hear Dr. J, right. I'm like, Sixers. That's it. He won a championship.
But he wasn't like, they weren't in the NBA that long, right? Dr.
No.
J was more.
But he won your NBA, only yeah. title, I think, right? For the 76ers?
Muzz Malone won a title.
With Dr. J.
I would think Moses would be the bigger Sixer.
But
right?
also wasn't a Sixer that long either.
Yeah.
So it's like guys that were like there the entire time. Until maybe the end of the career. Trace Utley, Brian Dawkins.
Nick Foles.
Everybody loves Nick Foles. Yeah, Nick Foles is probably up there with Jason Kelce, too. Just because, obviously, the Super Bowl will win. But even before that, with Chip Kelly, 27-2.
Bryce,
27 touchdowns.
Bryce Harper.
Harper's getting up there now.
I'll give you Chase Utley.
Bryce could get there. I don't think he's there yet.
He's there.
Smarty Jones.
Total
the horse.
Philly guy.
Yeah, the horse, though, I will give you.
And then Rocky Balboa.
Obviously. Yeah. Well, Rocky's number one.
Rocky loses, though.
But he's fictional. Well, he wins later on in life, so.
Yeah.
He loses, but with a false sense of pride. Which
sure
is Philadelphia in a nutshell.
Right.
Yeah. It really is. Excellent speech, if you haven't seen it, by Jason Kelce. Very emotional, as he was describing the penis on Nick Foles, calling him not only the biggest dick in the locker room, but that your coach had the biggest balls in the stadium by letting him call that play. I was unaware that Nick Foles actually asked the coach to run that play.
The coach, you mean the one that's in Jacksonville now.
Correct, yeah, they fired him.
After winning the only Super Bowl in franchise history.
Yep. Yeah.
Like they 2 years later.
Yep. Yeah.
Philadelphia has a bizarrely low amount of championships for having super old teams in every sport.
I think we have the most losses of any professional sports team with the Phillies.
Yes,
that's
that
cool.
is accurate. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, they play more games.
Yeah,
I've
been around since the 1800s. Yeah.
I'm not surprised that Nick Foles has a giant penis, though. His family's in the meat business.
They really are.
He's fucking meat.
Slanging got that meat every that single day.
What meat company do
they have? He's an Austin guy, too.
Yep.
Oh, that's from Westlake. That's not in the meat business.
Hey, man, they're selling.
They sell fake meat.
They're giving hot meat to everybody.
That's all that matters these days. As long as you're slanging hot meat to everybody. But it was a funny speech, classic Jason Kelce. Travis was there in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
He was crying. He was also wearing sunglasses indoors, which is starting to make me think he's turned that corner into a full-blown A-list celebrity now. So
he is. If you put your penis in Taylor Swift, you're an A-list celebrity. That's actually how lame Joe Alwyn is that he put his penis in Taylor Swift for years and you couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Have you seen there's a meme floating around right now of Jason, of his previous two exes next to Taylor Swift?
Yep.
And the meme says Jason or Travis Kelce is not a happy man. And I think it's obvious that he's not.
His
like them thick
X's were thick, dude. I mean, huge asses. I was unaware that he was on that side.
Well, you can tell by the way he dresses and shaves his fucking chin strap beard.
Right. And the way he talks. And so as soon as I saw those broads, I was like, oh, yeah, that's definitely who he would be with.
Isn't it weird that two brothers who grew up identically have like that accent? Not the tone of their voice or the cadence, but the accent is so far apart.
Well, Travis changes his voice depending about like who he's around. No, he does.
He does.
Look, that's the difference between spending time on the line and with the skill position players.
Yeah. Right?
What are you implying, Bob?
The most racist thing you can imagine. That's what I'm implying.
Totally true, isn't it? God damn it.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. He definitely does like a black scent.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any chance
does an Awkwafina.
Any chance he comes back and all?
Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Or Jason?
Jason.
No, why would he? He's going to go directly into media, whether it's a podcast or a network.
Yeah,
he's got the biggest podcast there is.
Thanks to Travis banging Taylor Swift, that podcast is making even more money than it already was. It was already popular. Mm-hmm. And then B, any network would kill to have him at this point. Yeah, I mean, like, fuck it. Why have some guy snap your spine at this point?
If the Chiefs could sign you, I mean, that would be the only way.
He's like Mike Evans going back to the Bucks, right? Like, what does he need?
Also,
Hall of Famer.
He needs $26 million next year. Is what he needs.
Sure does.
Lives in Delco. Is living the dream.
No. I don't know if I would say those two things in a row.
No, sure wouldn't. And I'm surprised that family doesn't move.
Dream is a catch-all term that can include nightmare, the same way like government can include communist. Right. It's like, it's a type of government, a type of dream is a nightmare.
It's kind of like when you ask a waiter how he's doing, and he's like, another day in paradise.
Yeah,
another day in paradise.
Living the dream is what military people say.
Yeah.
And whenever somebody says that, it is always a lie.
Always a lie. Every single time. Dan and I have a friend who might have played in Tampa. And the second he retired... He got the fuck out of Tampa. I wonder if Jason.
Well, not until he's got a couple. He's got like two in 2 months. He's out.
No, dude, Kelce
which
likes is Delco. Like
which would be within 3 months of retiring.
Also, Kelce's wife, I think, is from there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why she refused to wear Delco? Chiefs gear.
No,
from Philly
way.
For sure.
Yeah, she's a Philly girl. Through
she
and
never.
Through.
No you shit. Ever said she never wears Chiefs gear. She wore red to the Super Bowl, but it was a Cincinnati.
So he worked
polo
his
over.
Whole life to get great at football. Married to a city and then married to some woman from the city. I mean, that's a Philly guy, right?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Like, if you're talking about Philly bona fides, he's got to be top five.
Yeah, he's not leaving.
Just based on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, would you ever go back then?
Sometimes you got to go back to move forward.
Yeah. You really
that's what
do.
Matthew McConaughey told me.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, there's a certain amount of money where wherever you live, it's fine.
Wait, is that the Fabian strategy?
Yeah.
Either way, though, sad day for the NFL. He was the best. He's still the best.
Well, NFL doubly because Chris Mortensen died, too, who was one of the...
Wait, Chris Mort died?
Yeah, he died. He died last night. Yeah, it's like one of the few dudes that I didn't hate.
I know.
Because he's like, Adam Schefter is blubbering all day today about how he was his mentor. I'm like, Adam Schefter sucks, dude.
I know.
Everybody nobody likes that dude. Like, none of the players like... No player I've ever met likes that dude.
Everybody
like breaking news guys. Especially when news is going to come out regardless.
Yeah, because they're scumbags. Like, right. to be a breaking news guy, you have to chug the dongs of the commish and of all the fucking owners.
But, like, Woj, right? Like, Woj will tell you who gets drafted 2 minutes before they announce the pick. Mm.
Yeah.
It's just like, pointless. You're useless. You do not need a job.
And I like Jeff Passan a lot, even though he's the MLB breaking news guy. Like,
I feel like he needs to do something with his hair. Like he and our buddy called each other gay kind of passively on Twitter last year, and there were people like, "Oh, you can't do that. Can't do that." He's like, "It's my friend. I've known him for like 15 years. We're not fighting. We're just talking to each other."
Yeah.
And everybody got butt hurt. It's stupid, but his hair is out of control.
He reminds me of your long-lost brother, Jeff Passan.
Yeah, that's we might be related.
Yeah. I would definitely check that out, but as far as Mort goes, one of the best to ever do it. He's been sick for a while, and I think he was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer. I want to say maybe 2016 or 17.
16.
Somewhere. So that's a long time, man. Mm-hmm. 8 years to keep going. And he was doing, I remember seeing him last year. Yeah. So, I mean, he was still doing it up until.
I mean, he looked like a shell, but yeah, he was still doing it.
Well, very, very thin. Mm-hmm. But obviously, he was battling cancer.
Hotter than ever, personally.
Yeah, he was definitely getting hot. I don't know if it was Ozempic or the cancer.
Yeah, but he was looking hot. Is Jaworski dead too?
No, Jaws is still alive.
Jaws is very much alive.
Bummer. Yeah, Jesus.
My dad looks like Jaws.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, he was fucking rad. Sad to see, and now you're left with these shit bags who are on Twitter, and that's kind of it's kind of all we really have here at this point. And then there's another weird story regarding the NFL here. Braylon Edwards stopped an alleged assault of a man who was 80 years old
in a locker room. So did Viggo Mortensen?
I That's the only thing I'm wondering. Was he buck naked in there? Like, that would have been great if he was fighting nude like Vigo.
Wait,
in there.
He defended an 80-year-old man or he fought an 80-year-old
man? Yeah, stopped an attempted murder.
Someone was trying to murder an 80-year-old man for some reason.
The
so
YMCA.
There's yeah,
the
a old decent chance Braylon Edwards beat up the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, the old man was apparently complaining about the music, the loudness of the music nearby or something, and I think some young buck tried to fuck him up.
An 80-year-old?
Hey, man.
We don't respect our elders in this
Jesus
country.
Jesus Christ.
We don't.
This was in Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Yeah, it was a 20-year-old, and he was trying to cave homeboy's head in because he was upset about the old man talking shit about his music, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Get out of the way, you old fuck. This country's a business, all right? Get in your hole if you can't contribute.
Yeah.
$250,000 bond this guy is on, and... you know, Edwards said, look, at the end of the day, this is what you do if you see this happening.
Props to Braylon Edwards for stepping in.
Fuck yeah, man.
Well, you either have to help beat the old man to death or you got to step in. Neutrality is not
you got to pick a side, yeah.
Don't be a coward. Pick a side, you know.
Exactly. Any of you guys watch the Combine over the weekend or check out some of the highlights?
I saw Xavier Worthy run a 4.21 while I was at the gym.
That was fucking insane, wasn't it? Tied the fastest 40 of all time.
Then he kept running like Forrest Gump. He knew sure he broke that record, so he was just like pretty excited about that. Yeah.
Well, what they didn't really show you in that camera angle was there was actually 17,000 people in the fucking stadium watching.
So why is Rich Eisen talking so quietly like it's a golf tournament then? I know the crowd's not making that much noise, but he's like, oh, he just ran a 4.21.
Because he's right on the field.
So what? Talk up, dude.
No.
I need to fucking hear.
No.
Get some better mics, you piece of shit.
I think it adds to it. It adds to the excitement.
Psychopaths are spending all day at the Combine.
Yeah. There's nothing exciting about that, by the way.
It did seem players were hyped for each other, though. I've never seen them as hyped as they've been.
I agree.
I don't like that.
Yeah. They're rooting each other on.
It's supposed to be a fucking competition.
A lot of them opted out, too.
They should.
A bunch of people opted out of the Combine.
They should. Caleb Williams just keeps getting dumber. I mean, everything he says and does is fucking stupid.
Oh, boy.
You would be... Chicago, if you draft him, he's going to fail, right? Draft Drake May or Jaden Daniels or somebody else. Don't draft Caleb Williams. He's not going
to
be good.
Just make sure JJ drops to the Falcons. That's all I care about.
Well, hang on.
Had the best combine of any. Not that that ever matters, by the way, right?
Wait, you're kidding, right?
What, having a great combine?
No. That's JJ McCarthy had a good combine?
He did.
No. His throws were horrific.
The outs were not great,
Horrific.
But otherwise, he was pretty good.
He, throwing-wise, was his issue. It was the same issue at Michigan, so... that was painful to watch. Why he decided to opt in to do it there, I don't get it. Wait for your pro day. Wait for your people and all that other shit.
He's going
to
be a top five pick probably.
JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, people are falling in love with him.
No way.
He's a winner.
I'm telling you, somebody's gonna trade up to draft him.
This man's a
promise
winner.
You.
This man's going to get a ring.
Oh, boy.
In no world is he a top five pick.
He'll be a backup for
the
Chargers.
That doesn't mean Johnny Manziel wasn't a top one pick either.
He wasn't.
He shouldn't have
been 22nd, I think.
He shouldn't have even been a first round pick.
But to this day, that was one of the biggest shocks of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't believe they traded up, and then they were like, great, we're taking Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Nobody had him at one, and it was just like, okay. Fuck it. And then the excitement took over and everybody jacked off all over each other. But
yeah, he dropped, though, to the 20s.
That's right. He dropped to the 20s. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Forgive me. Because
Jerry Jones' sons had to restrain him because he was drunk and trying to run to the phone and draft Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
So at some point in the mid round, in the middle of the first round.
It is surprising Baker went one. I'll give you that.
Baker went one. And Manziel went down. But Manziel was still a first round pick where you were like, what the fuck is going on here? McCarthy's throws weren't great. Did they really have him going in the first round?
High.
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Because he's that good.
Yeah, dude. Harbaugh's going to draft him to the Chargers. He's going to trade Herbert, get a bunch of value.
I don't know about all that shit.
Boy. Watch that combine footage of him just throwing the football and have fun, whoever drafts him. If it is the Falcons, though, that night live on air, that cocaine shoe will be ripped down off the wall, and I'll probably OD here on set. That would be the worst.
Yeah, PFF has him going to the Falcons at pick 30, their second pick at pick 30.
That would make more sense.
Mm-hmm. No, it wouldn't make any sense. Jaden Daniels will be there at 8.
He will not be there at 8.
Jaden Daniels,
you're out of your fucking mind.
He's
going to be there at 8.
You think so?
There's a lot of quarterback needy teams in the top 10.
He's either going to the Redskins or the Patriots.
I think the Redskins draft Drake May. You have that little North Carolina pipeline of quarterbacks. And then, yeah, I think Jaden Daniels to the Patriots.
Okay. If Caleb goes to the Bears, look, I'm starting to lean your way now. God, I loved him in college. I thought he was fucking great. Nobody moves like him except for Pat Mahomes, in my opinion. But like the comments coming out of this fucking guy's mouth, he didn't sign an agent, which is fine. Some people do that. I know Marvin Harrison didn't do that
either. Lamar
doesn't have an agent.
And look, it's fine. But when you're able to make comments without running them by your fucking agent first or your publicist, his exact comment was, they better pay me like a Major League Baseball player and I need $70 million a year. First of all, do you know what a rookie deal is? It's not $70 million a year, even if you're one. It's like set in stone now. Yes. Yeah. You can't change it. You can't. So I don't know what the fuck that comment is even for or if he was just trolling people. It's very, very bizarre.
Wait. Is he just going to come back to USC if he doesn't like where he goes or what the contract is?
Can you if you don't have an agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be where you once you declare for the draft and hire an agent, that's what makes you a professional. Before you actually sign a professional contract, that would, then you can't go back, right? That used to be the case. Now with NIL, it's not the case anymore. You already had an agent maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you can declare and then undeclare for the draft after being drafted.
In the NBA,
in baseball, you can. Like in baseball, NFL, you can get drafted and then be like, I'm going to college.
Hockey, after, right? too, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Kyler Murray bounced on that Oakland deal. Went to the NFL.
I mean, a lot of people did. Fucking Danny Ainge got drafted by the Blue Jays. Like, it's happened dozens of times.
LA, Yankees.
Yeah. So we'll see. But every time that guy opens his mouth, it's just like, Jesus Christ, man.
It doesn't bode well either. I saw a clip today. This isn't, like, dumb necessarily, because I do understand it from a purely on-field position. But he was like, they were like, who do you think's the best quarterback of all time? And he was like, as far as, like, winning and mentality and results goes, Tom Brady. But like for me personally, Aaron Rodgers. And I was just like, that's, I hope you only mean between the lines, because he is useless.
Yeah.
Like in preparation, in general mentality. Like he described the exact opposite person of Tom Brady. The results aren't there. Yeah. The fucking mentality's not there. Like everything.
You got to think that NFL organizations, general managers know how easy it is for a quarterback to win or lose, or to lose a locker room, and how difficult it can be to win it back or win it in the first place if you're a fucking knucklehead. And if you're a quarterback and you don't have the locker room, that's not a team, man.
No.
Like you just got to shut that shit down. There's no way I would draft this dude. And with the seventh round pick, the last pick in the draft, I still wouldn't draft him with anything.
Okay.
We'll probably take him if he falls to the seventh round.
No.
If he does,
absolutely not. He's a fucking locker room cancer. He will never be on a great fucking NFL team because of that. He doesn't have the character for it.
But the Bears are definitely going to take him, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they would be smart to trade Justin Fields and draft fucking Jaden Daniels. That would be a real smart move. But do they have the fucking balls to do it?
Jaden Daniels
people
stink.
People feel that's not true at all. People feel like if the industry wide says something and then Mel Kiper says something, that I got to do that, otherwise fucking people. If you take a chance and fail, you look like an idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't, if as a GM, you can't afford to look like an idiot. Although they always do, right? Because anytime anybody's traded, there's not been one case in the history of the NFL where a team has traded into the top to a lottery pick, the top 13, drafted a quarterback, and he's become a Hall of Famer. Not once, ever.
I think
it's never happened.
The Chiefs did that with Mahomes.
Well, he would be the first.
Hang on. Well, he hasn't gone to the Hall of Fame, but we'll see.
He would be a Hall of Famer today.
If he quit today, he'd be a Hall of Famer. But he would be the first to have ever, for that to have ever happened in the history of the NFL. And let's not start comparing people to Patrick Mahomes, because that's retarded.
He's one of one right now.
Yeah. So it's like, don't do that, man.
No.
Don't ever do that.
Jaden Daniels is going to go to the Patriots and win 3 games a year.
If he goes to the Patriots, you're probably right.
Because that
franchise is over, dude.
They have nothing. And on the Justin Fields front, as far as the Bears are concerned, there was a leaked phone call or a thing where they said, are you ready to go home? And the agent was talking to Justin Fields. Obviously, Atlanta is
home. What, to Cleveland?
No, Atlanta is his home.
Oh, I see.
And so... He was jumping up and down around the kitchen. Everybody speculated that he was going to get drafted there or traded there. I've still heard the Steelers, as far as my bookie is concerned, they've got the odds of him going to Atlanta.
I mean, he left Georgia, though, because of racism.
Oh, well, that was the only way out back then.
Yeah.
You know that, right? That was the only loophole.
I know. It was
the NCAA.
Quote unquote racist comments.
It was a racist comment made to him allegedly at a baseball game, I believe.
I thought it was in a parking lot.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Imagine if that defense had Justin Fields on the other side of the ball, though.
They had those
3 years. I know, but he never really played there.
Well, he did on that fourth down, the fake punt.
Ugh, yeah.
Which one?
The fake punt in the SEC championship game against Bama. When it was tied?
Yeah, was that 2017?
There was like 4 minutes left in the game.
6-18? What year was that?
Nah, who could say?
What quarterback are you talking about?
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields was never tied against Alabama.
No, he was literally in the game against Alabama.
When he played for Georgia before he transferred.
Oh, when he played for Georgia. Gotcha. I don't remember that one.
The fake punt.
I don't remember
it. The Kirby Smart boneheaded fake punt.
I didn't see it.
You saw it. You definitely saw it.
I know. I mean, I didn't know it was Justin Fields. Like, so until you're saying
he was
now, like, I didn't see
famous
him
at that point. Yeah. He was just like, why won't they play their 5-star freshman or whatever? Yeah,
yeah. Because he didn't get very many snaps at Georgia at all. So I didn't know. No. Nobody really knew much about him.
They had Jake Fromm.
Yeah, they did. Jake Fromm beat them out, and then they're like, oh, why is there a 5-star freshman quarterback on the field for a punt?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting. He's not on special teams usually. And then that punt failed horribly.
It did. So I would imagine that deal, if wherever he's going, will get done before the draft. So at least you'll have some clarity there.
Well, apparently it all depends on the Kirk Cousins market.
Yeah, that's part of it too, because he's popped up with Tampa Bay, probably not going there now that Evans is re-signed, because that's probably a signal that Baker's coming back.
Right.
And Baker's going to be, let's say, $12 million cheaper probably than Kirk Cousins, even at this point in their careers.
I would take Kirk Cousins on the Falcons.
I honestly,
there's been talk of it.
Talk of him to the Falcons. Yeah. Talk of him not to. I haven't heard anything about him to the Steelers, but talk of him.
The Steelers makes a ton of sense
for Kirk Cousins more than sending Justin Fields over there.
Yeah, yes. Like, right? The Steelers are a AFC like top three team with Kirk Cousins probably.
And all you got to do is just guide the team. He can manage the team.
It's a really tough division.
It is.
They got a great defense.
They need some more skill position players too, but they can get that in the draft instead of taking a fucking. Whatever they were planning on taking, but they're probably taking an offensive tackle or something, I would guess.
Speaking of Mike Evans, so the Bucs did re-sign him 2 years, $52 million, $35 million guaranteed. Mm. Good for him, man. I know he wanted a long-term deal for a while. They refused. They franchised him last year. At least they were cool enough to give him this money. This is the highest contract ever for a guy this old.
It's only 2 years, though.
It's only 2 years, and it's a nice thank you, in my opinion, from the Bucs to him of like, hey, dude, you killed yourself out here, and you did get us a title and all that shit, and we'll reward you for staying with the team for 10 years.
As far as Evans is concerned, I don't know what he got everything he could have possibly wanted out of playing in Tampa Bay.
I agree.
Like,
a Super Bowl, a Hall of Fame career. Played with fucking Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, I get that most of the quarterbacks there have been ass, but... Yeah. Like, I mean,
but you did everything you could for that city. You won the championship, and it's nice to see him get rewarded like that. So it appears as if he'll probably finish out his career as a Buck, unless, you know, he wants to try to go to Tennessee Titans in 2 years or something like everybody else does.
Do the Julio route.
Yeah, Julio or Hopkins or whoever.
Bouncing from team to team.
On those guys. We do have some sponsors, though, to put this show on the air, so we'll get to those real quick. Delco, I want to ask you about this, because with my bookie here, I got UFC 298 on tap this weekend.
299,
forgive me. Coming up this weekend,
Miami,
here.
Florida.
It is. Sugar Sean O'Malley is in it, dude. Against, Sugar, I love him.
Against my guy.
I know.
Cheeto Vera.
Who do you got?
Gonna ride with my boy Cheeto.
Are you really?
Yeah, Cheeto's going to knock him out.
Fuck you, dude. Don't you want a goddamn superstar?
Cheeto is... He'll get the rub from Sean, and Cheeto is a massive star anyway. Like, he is a big star in his own right.
He's not Sean, okay?
He's going to star
Sean. Sean makes me watch UFC and, like, women, too, where you're just
Cheeto's
like,
fun
right,
as hell.
Him.
He hits hard, and he knocks dudes out.
His name is Cheeto. It's fine.
He goes on Rogan all the time.
Still, dude, I'm telling you.
Does psychedelics.
Sugar's the dude right now, man, and it's fun. I want to see a knockout. I want to see an exciting fight. How does this shake out here?
Cheeto, third round knockout.
Oof. All right. Who else is on this card, by the way?
Oh, it's stacked.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great card.
It's amazing.
Poirier's fighting St. Denis. Kevin Holland.
Benoit St. Denis.
Yeah.
I'm not... No fucking French on this
he's
show.
He's only been fighting for 6 years.
No more French on the show.
But he's savage. He's awesome.
Kevin Holland's fighting Michael Page.
Michael Venom Page.
That's a goddamn war right there. That might end up being the best fight of the night, to be honest.
Gilbert Burns and Jack Della is going to be fun as hell, too.
And then Jan's fighting Yadong. That's a good fight, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, two very technically skilled dudes fighting.
Even the prelims have, like, really big names on it.
Yeah, it should be fun. This one's on pay-per-view. Sign up now for a host of boosted bets over there and exclusive money bag props that lets you grab A-tier fighters at incredible odds. UFC 299 is the perfect opportunity to cash in on your fight knowledge at mybookie.com. And with the strap on the line, who you got here? I'm going to put my money on Sugar on this one, and then we'll go head to head on Saturday night. We'll see. Okay. We'll see what it's like. Cash outs and win or let it ride on mybookie.com, baby. If you're looking for a little pregame excitement there before the fights begin, experience the thrill of MyBookie's brand new and improved casino floor, featuring over 500 new games and progressive jackpots waiting to be won. Bet and play absolutely anything, anytime, anywhere, only on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros is going to double that first deposit up to $1,000.
If you do want to take Sean, though, go by decision. Cheeto's never been knocked out. He also has never really bled. Mm. Like, he's one of those guys that you hit, he just takes no damage on his face.
Maybe he doesn't have time to bleed.
Yeah, he doesn't have time to bleed. And a lot of people out there don't have time for vitamins. Well, firstform.com/drinkingbros has made it easy for you. D'Anthony, we got any boxes here? I think I ran out of mine. God damn.
I'm not seeing the microfactor.
Yeah, son of a bitch. They're gone, bro. Shit, in case you don't think it's real, they are. They're usually sitting right next to my desk, and they're gone. I got that in the Ketone IQ, and boom, I don't have any right now. So I got to get some more. Damn it. The vitamins are amazing. All the essentials in one tiny little plastic bag in a cardboard box with a trap door that just shoots out right there. Boom, right in your face. What's in it? You got the CoQ10s. You got the multivitamins, the EFAs, the fruits and veggies. Everything you need to get you going there heart-wise, get the blood pumping, and brain-wise. Over there, huge fan. I know everybody tries to get jars of vitamin and divides them up. This takes the excitement out of that. Kidding, there is no excitement in that. All right, this is just a tiny little pouch. Pop in your mouth, you're good to go. You piss bright yellow about 40 minutes later, so you know it's working. You know you're healthy for the day. Because for real, we're not all eating the way we want to, need to, and some of us are partying a little too hard on the weekends. Pop these in your gullet and you're good to go. While you're over there, try their energy drinks. Big fan of those. Huge fan. They got new flavors and all that other stuff. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros. We're going to get it 70 free shipping on orders over $75 over there. That's how hard I fucking raised this weekend. All right. I went and saw fucking Dune 2 and took some mushrooms. Okay. Don't judge me for it. All right. Great film. We'll talk about it later here. If you want tickets, by the way, to UFC, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. All stocked up over there. $10 cheaper than StubHub.
It's going to be a pricey ticket.
It sure will be. Sure will be. It's not for Gen Pop, especially Miami.
Yeah.
Spring break time.
Oof. Oof. It's going to be brutal.
My money's on Trump going too. He'll be there.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. So, yeah, it's going to be a hot ticket for sure. So just know that. If you go over to drinkingbrostickets.com and you're like, holy shit. That is holy shit for everyone, my man. Best card. Great venue, too, by the way. Miami will be fucking rocking all weekend. And spring break is there. Speaking of spring break, grab some Hard AF Seltzer out there. Live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, North Carolina, and Ohio. Every single Total Wine's down there in Florida, as well as Texas. 45 HEBs here in Texas, 5 Krogers. Every single college campus in one of those states. Go to hardafseltzer.com, click on the store locator, enter your city or zip code, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. Grab a 12-pack, or if you're not in one of those states, the surrounding states will still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Over the weekend, Delco, we're going to go to golf here. Mm. Your boy.
Monday finish.
Man.
I know.
How bad do you feel about that right now?
I believe on the golf show I was quoted saying, I will keep betting him and I will be on him when he wins. That was not true.
The week you took off betting Eckroat, the groat, dude.
Austin Eckroat, Oklahoma State great.
He wins.
Gets his first PGA Tour win. I had Shane Lowry, final group, yep. just laid a total egg today and yesterday.
Fell apart, yeah. dude.
What about Mike Lowry?
Mike Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
It was murder in the room.
Yeah.
It was murder in the room with Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry is Bad Boys, dude.
Bad Boys, that's
fuck
Will Smith.
Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, fuck
Wait,
Kyle.
Where is Kyle? He's
in Philly. Mm. He's a Philly guy now. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
You know, should appreciate be. It. Well, it's going to be fun. It's yeah. Gonna, is Embiid coming back there?
Yeah, no, he'll be back by the playoffs. And, not, you know, so they, everyone, it's not just my bookie, but Universal, the top 10s and top 20s, they've kind of changed it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you are, you just get inside the top 10 or top 20 and it's a push, kind of, they like share it with the amount of people you tie with, which isn't great.
At 10 or yeah. at 5 or at 20? Yeah,
yeah,
they do that.
So it used to be you get the full payout. And now it's.
I understand. It's not,
there's no value anymore.
Eh. The top fives for sure. Top tens, sure. Top 20s, maybe not.
Right. But the top tens and top fives, you're still getting boned. Because if your guy ties, if there's like three guys that tie for fifth,
sure.
you got to split that pot.
But if, you know, one of your dudes gets three or four, you're good to go. So I'm into it. I won, what, 2 weeks ago? I made one top 20 this week on the show. Kind of an off week here. It's been a weird start to the tour this year.
Yeah. No big names have won, really.
None.
Except Hideki.
Yeah, and let's face it, he hasn't been great the last couple of years.
No.
So
it's been a weird year.
It is. What's up next this weekend?
This week we have Arnold Palmer.
Really?
API.
Look at that, so, dude. Okay.
Elevated event.
Yeah, sure. Whatever so that all is the big now. That means all the big stars will be there.
So some fringe dude that just got in will probably win, like a Matthew Pavon.
I hope so. Yeah, fingers crossed, you know, fingers crossed. But those are a blast to bet, and we've been circling it, man, every single week.
We're gonna hit soon.
Something's gonna hit. We'll switch on over to baseball here. Spring training is obviously started, and that's always fun. Former AL MVP Josh Donaldson retired after 13 years.
It's time. He's kind of washed.
What do you think for him? Does he make it to the Hall of Fame or no?
No, he's got like 1,200 hits.
Okay.
He's a great player.
He just made so much money. It seemed like he was better than
so.
Than he had
was.
A good peak.
In
he
his
had
prime?
A good. He had a good peak. Played great defense at yep. third base. That's a
elite,
big part of it.
Elite. Yeah.
But also, home runs and a home run era. Right. So he was just made for this era. That's the reason he made so much money.
He was kind of one of the guys who pioneered with along with his teammate at the time, Jose Bautista, the sort of uppercut swing. They were kind of uppercutting before a lot of people were. And I think Donaldson was initially on the A's when the A's, everybody knows Moneyball, all about on base percentage. Right. The second iteration of that, Billy Bean. Why he's a fucking genius was like, all right, everybody's doing on base percentage now, what can I do? And he just found dudes who hit fly balls and had power. So
ruin the game.
What?
Ruin the game. Strike
out
two home runs,
three true outcomes from Billy Bean. So Donaldson was one of those guys, and then they kind of changed the swing to uppercut it even more. He does that high leg kick to help with timing, which I believe Bautista did as well.
He had some issues staying on the field.
Yeah.
But an 847 career OPS. I mean, that's legit.
Great player.
He had a great career.
Bit of a chotch.
Big chotch. He's either a club room problem or benefit, depending on, I guess, his mood.
Right.
You know?
Well, and probably his offensive output as well. Yeah. Right. It's a lot easier to stomach that shit from a dude hitting 40 home runs than a 38-year-old hitting 20 home runs.
Yeah.
It's just so weird to look at his numbers. So when he was drafted, signing bonus was $652,000. Great. That's awesome for a kid. 2010, made $41,000.
Mm-hmm. Probably in the minors, I assume.
Yep.
Yeah,
2012, moved up to 360. 2013, 492. Half a million in 2014. And these jumps are just astronomical. $4.3 million. $11.6 million. $17 million. $1.1 in 2017. I'm assuming that was an injury or something in there. And then $21 million a year after that.
I'm sorry, the $1.1 million on 2018?
I believe it's
the Braves.
Was it the Braves?
That was 19.
Oh, you're right. He was on the Braves in 19. Yeah.
Have your kid play baseball.
He had a 6 wins above replacement for the Braves that year. And I think 2 of them were fucking defensive.
Yeah.
He is an elite defensive third baseman.
Yeah, so he cashed in on roughly 150 there. That's nuts. Maybe Caleb Williams is right. You know? Kidding. They're already going to pay NFL quarterbacks $60 million a year, so what the fuck? Just play, and you'll do it, homeboy. Spring training-wise, who do you guys have your eye on here?
Well, since we're Braves fans, obviously we're mostly watching the Braves, and Chris Sale looks fucking incredible.
About to blow out his arm in the spring.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe, but he's looked great. A.J. Smith-Shawver, who is 20 years old, 21 maybe now.
He's pretty young, yeah.
Phillies rocked him.
Yeah, he gave up two home runs to the Phillies the other day. Today, he struck out five in two innings.
And Acuna's hurt.
Yeah, Acuna's got a meniscus inflammation situation. We'll see if it needs surgery or not.
They think he's still going to be ready for opening day, though.
Yeah, they say that, so we'll see. Who knows? I mean, my guess is he didn't do anything to keep himself in shape over the summer because that's kind of, to be honest, he's lazy and always has been ever since he's been in the Major League Baseball. It's been a problem with him. So hopefully, hopefully it's overuse and not underuse.
He was playing in the offseason.
Yeah, that's true.
He was in
Venezuelan, yeah.
I would ban that bullshit if I'm the Braves, but yeah, that's in your contract. It must not be in his.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to ask you guys about the Phillies. Signed Zach Wheeler to a 3-year, $126 million extension.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
God damn.
For 3 years, that's a lot of money.
$42 million a year.
Yep.
But I mean,
it's baseball. Who gives a shit? There's no salary cap.
I think by
just pay the tax. It's not my money.
I think by wins above replacement, he was the best pitcher in baseball last year.
He's awesome in the playoffs, too.
Yeah. Wheeler's great. Wheeler's an incredible pitcher. He deserves it.
$42 million a year.
Yeah.
Boy. That is fucking nuts.
He really was. He really did, I think, lead the league in wins above replacement last year. I think he had like some bad luck with, because his ERA was kind of whatever, but he was having bad luck. I forget in what area, but he's awesome.
That's just the cost of living adjustment.
I guess so, man. I'm looking at the salaries here. So Max Scherzer and Verlander were just ahead of him at $43.3 million apiece. Fuck, dude. How old is Zach Wheeler?
Not as old as them.
No, I know.
But he was on that like Mets team that was in the World Series against the Royals, so he's certainly in the back nine
of his
career.
You can pitch until you're pretty old.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't get that third TJ.
He's
33. That's not old.
I don't know if he's had any, to be honest, but after the second TJ, if you have to get another one, you're kind of fucked.
Moyer threw a complete game shutout at like 46.
He did. I watched that game. It was amazing.
Nolan Ryan threw a no-hitter at 44.
I know.
But let's not compare any of these people to Nolan Ryan.
Or Jamie Moyer, for that matter.
Yeah,
you know?
I'll never
forget.
Jamie Moyer was made out of Gumby material.
He picked his spots.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the day Nolan Ryan threw that no-hitter because Ricky 91. Henderson broke the stolen base record that day.
Mm-hmm, nobody cared.
And I was the biggest Ricky Henderson fan of all time. And, he got buried in the news. Yeah. Everybody talked about Nolan.
The weirdest thing so far about this spring training is that Blake Snell and Montgomery from Texas are still unsigned. Two of the better left-handed pitchers in the baseball are still without a team right now.
The former, a literal Cy Young winner from last year, two-time Cy Young winner total, and still in the prime of his career.
But
being
doesn't
Blake
get
Snell
out of the sixth inning ever.
Yeah.
Like he's made it to the seventh inning in like 10% of the starts in his career or something like that.
And then the latter, Montgomery.
People don't want to give him $40 million. Yeah. And he wants $40 million because he just won a Cy Young, but people don't want to give it to him because it takes four more pitchers after him to finish the game. You know what I mean? Which is understandable. Now, Montgomery is an innings eater. I don't know what the fucking problem
and
here is.
And a good big game pitcher.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why he's not re-signed yet.
Does the Zach Wheeler deal help him, though? After
well, that it could have no, because he wasn't. It wasn't like he was a free agent. Sometimes when you're, if there's a free agent out there, then yeah, but they're the last two guys. Yeah.
Why aren't the Rangers just paying the money?
They will.
They have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just won the championship.
Right.
So
just take care of your guy.
Yeah. Why not at this point?
And then another thing to keep an eye on this season is that Spencer Strider added a curveball instead of the changeup for left-handers. And if you've watched any of the games in spring so far, it's devastating.
He's the only pitcher on the Braves I'm scared of.
I know. I get it.
I don't know. You're going to get scared of this other guy within the next year or so. But, yeah, he like 98, 99 fastball at just above the box right there and a curveball out of the same arm angle, you're fucked.
It's going to be almost a boring year for the Braves because I think they're going to be on pretty much cruise control through the regular season and then we'll all be slamming our heads into the desk in October again.
Yeah, because we'll lose in the first round.
But
injury plague season. Summer should you guys be fun. Win 65 games.
We could have an injury plague season and still win the division.
Like, still win 100 games.
Yeah, like yeah. It's not. No. I'm not worried about the division.
There's a lot of depth on this team, especially in pitching. Yeah. I mean,
I'm not worried about the division.
We'll see how Elder progresses and if he ends up getting that last spot in the rotation or whatever the fuck. I don't think he will, frankly.
Need Michael Harris to continue to be good.
Not worried about that.
Yeah, he went 3 for 3 today. I think he'll be
rookie card of his. So.
I mean, his defense will be there either way.
Yeah.
Just got to hope the bat stays, which I think it will. But.
And then there's, what's that kid's name? Hurston Waldrop from the University of Florida. This is his first year. Well, it's his first full year as a pro. And there's a good chance. I don't know. They're probably not going to call him up until May. Just to start the clock late on his service time and shit like that. Service time manipulation, it's called, which is supposed to be illegal, but that's exactly what they're going to do. Oh, I need a little work on his fucking breaking pitches.
Yeah.
What we did to Acuna.
Yeah.
What we do to everybody. And then what everyone does to everybody.
Then as soon as the fucking clock resets, they're like, oh, I fucking figured it out this weekend.
Weird.
Yeah. But Hurston Waldrop and AJ Smith-Shawver are two guys that might make their way into the rotation and displace both Elder and maybe even Charlie Morton this season. Right, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
but there's so much depth on that team, pitching wise. They could legit lose one or two of their starters and still win 100 games.
And they could also, if they lost one starting pitcher and two starting position players, no matter who the position players are, they would be fine.
Yeah,
the depth is insane.
They need a killer. They need a deadline deal for it. That's going to be a head scratcher to everybody except for the people in that clubhouse. Like Jock Peterson, even if he rides the pine. Somebody like that.
Jock.
That's exciting.
Jock won us that World Series. He'll never talk me out of it.
I know. I wanted to ask you guys, though, about the biggest story out of spring training. It's actually the uniforms. So they switched to Fanatics. They don't fit right. They're see-through. You can see the players' dicks.
Yep.
They're all complaining, and they're ripping easily. The pants are. What do you do with this, and why did Major League Baseball make this fucking deal?
Michael Rubin is scrambling right now.
You get a fucking deal with a dick company.
Right? Yeah.
Selling dicks. Yeah. That's what happened.
Sure.
It's OnlyFans.
He apparently printed exactly to the specs that he was given by like Nike or whatever.
He today came out. I didn't read it yet, but he was blaming Nike.
But
and
did he pull
else.
One off the line and put them on and look and say, hey, Nike,
is that real?
Before we print 70 million of these, I could see your dick.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's not an excuse. Fuck off, man.
Yeah, I mean, Fanatics is garbage. I never buy Fanatics it's branded terrible. Stuff.
Also, the jerseys, too, they're not, like, elevated, right? The font and everything, everything's just, like, screen printed.
Something like that. Yeah, it's not stitched.
It's not stitched.
And you can pay extra, I think.
No, but the actual jerseys
for the players.
Now,
and,
the
like,
players.
The lettering is lower and weirder. It looks like ass. It looks.
So what are they going to do? What's Major League Baseball going to do?
I don't know. Probably just eat shit for a month or two while they scramble to replace it, hopefully.
So every time somebody slides, the pants get blown out?
Yeah.
Oh, we're
going to
see a dick.
I want to see
it.
Yeah, let's see
season.
A fucking hog, dude.
Hopefully it's a black one.
I know. Going across
big
home plate.
Too.
Hispanic.
Yeah. It's probably. Just like it's up flopping in the wind as the dude's sliding. Like maybe it's Trey Turner. Maybe he's got a hog on him because he's the smoothest slider I've ever seen in my life.
And maybe the dick kind of hook slides like Jackie Robinson stealing home. Where,
he slides past home plate and then whips his dick out and touches home plate.
Safe!
Sliding into second to steal a base, right? What you want to strategically rip your pants and have your wiener fly up to block the ball so that the second baseman can't field it and tag you out.
And I guess it helps if your dick looks like a beaver tail.
Yeah.
You know, just pound, like smash it down a little bit.
We're going to see Otani's hog and be like, oh, he has everything. God damn it.
No, he doesn't. He's Asian.
It's unlikely.
It doesn't matter what he's.
It's unlikely.
He's Asian.
Actually, you know, he's not.
He's 6'3".
He doesn't fit the other Asian stereotypes. So.
He doesn't, but I've never seen an Asian hog that's
I don't know.
Impressive.
I haven't seen him drive.
That's true.
Seen him drive, you're right.
And he got married in secret, too, which is kind of weird.
They do
really?
That though. All the Japanese like superstars, they keep all their private life secret. Like
well,
Hideki does
because
it.
People kill themselves. Do you remember when Suzuki got married and there was like 33 suicides that day?
Ichiro.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Here's a huge Asian penis right here. I just found one.
That's not that guy's an Asian.
Yeah.
Let's see his face.
Hot Asian student dripping hot cum from stroking his dick.
Great.
Like,
but let's. Well, I want to see his face.
Okay.
There's
right
exceptions.
Now it looks like a.
Why?
Look, there's.
Are we doing this?
What?
I'm just tired of the stereotypes.
This is fucking homework here. Yeah, I can't see that guy's face.
You think Peter Gammons is looking up Asian dicks right now?
If there was Benihanas all over the fucking
there's
got to
be one Asian porn star, I'd imagine.
I can't name one.
There's got to be one. That's a male.
I can't name one. What I can name is Johnny Sins playing basketball over the weekend, just fucking torching
people.
That's
an old video.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like a almost 10-year-old video.
Is that really him?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
He's just like...
I didn't know he was that big of a dude.
He's fucking jacked.
Fuck. He was just tossing people.
He can ball, too.
People.
Or he could have balled back in the day.
I saw it, and I was like,
it's
what
like
the fuck?
A seven-year-old video.
I don't know why that resurfaced in my feed.
Barstool.
Somebody tagged...
I think it was Barstool.
Was it?
Yeah.
Somebody tagged Dan and I in it, and I watched it, and I was like, holy shit, Johnny Sins can fucking hoop like that. Speaking of hoops, I watched it again, dude. I watched Caitlin Clark again on Sunday.
Broke the record.
I know, broke
She's
the record.
She's a fraud.
She dropped 35 in that game. Why is she a fraud?
Her team stinks. They're going to get destroyed in the tournament.
They're number... Well, they beat... Ohio State was number two. They beat Ohio State.
Also, why are we comparing her to Pistol Pete? Like, they're two different sports. She didn't break any record. She
set her own record, yeah. I mean, Pete Maravich was only allowed to play 3 years, I think.
Well, did they have three-pointers back then?
No.
No.
Yeah. So, and Caitlin Clark also has a shoot.
I don't think we give enough credit to Pistol Pete. Averaged 44 points a game.
Yeah. No. But the three-point line is not that big of a deal to me not being there just because the game didn't – like, they didn't shoot a lot of threes back then. So even if the line was there, he would have gotten some extra
also,
points.
Also,
is this
Caitlin's fourth or fifth year?
Fourth. Okay. She is foregoing her COVID year.
To go to
the WNBA.
WNBA.
To Indiana.
By the way, he did it in 83 games, and she's done it in 130.
Yeah.
Which is slightly different, right?
Yeah.
50 more games to accomplish the same thing. Let's fucking relax. Although, she's the best shooter, women's shooter I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Just
shooter-wise.
Yeah.
I would say probably the best guard, the best backcourt player
I've ever seen. But, you know, what's it feel like to be great at something no one fucking cares about, I guess? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. Look, the ratings have been very, very good for
her. College basketball. Women's ratings are usually pretty good. South Carolina fucking sells out. UConn.
I mean, yeah,
they do, but do you think when she goes to the WNBA, all this goes away?
Yes.
Okay. It's tough for the WNBA and, like, a lot.
Yeah,
like,
how many Indiana Fever games are you going to watch?
It's just, it's the thing, too. Like, I know the MLS has done a good job of, like, engendering like fan support or whatever, but
because of Messi, like I'll turn on if Messi's there, I'll do
Messi.
It.
Way before Messi, like the Portland and Seattle, like they just had great fans. The fans
yeah, you go
crazy.
To cities that don't really have pro sports.
Yeah, and
Columbus Crew.
Yeah, Columbus Crew. All that shit.
They almost got rid of the Crew. They had to save the Crew.
I know. No. They almost moved to St. Louis.
They almost moved here.
They almost moved here too.
Yeah.
The guy that owns.
Oh no, that's right. Yeah.
The guy that owns Austin FC was the guy who was trying to move him. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but he's hated there in Columbus.
Yeah, sure.
Trying to do
that surprise me. But like it is like women. College basketball has the advantage of like you have these like established institutions that people root for. I saw someone write like honestly like Ohio State fans and Michigan fans, for example, would like get really hyped into like two snails racing each other if you painted an Ohio State thing on one and a Michigan thing on
the other. Just root for your school.
You know what I mean? Like you would just be like whatever you can do to tell a Michigan fan to suck my dick. You know what I mean? Like it's
I watched Ohio State Michigan over the weekend, even though Michigan's 8-22 this year.
Yeah.
They're having a terrible season, but you're right. Yeah, just because it was that game, I watched it.
But it's the WNBA hasn't done that really, because it's not about to me, like quality of product. Obviously, the WNBA is much shittier than the NBA, but college basketball is much shittier than the NBA also. Like men's college basketball, people still like it for a reason.
Yeah. Another scoring record over the weekend here was LeBron James, first player to ever hit 40,000 points.
Did
is that
they
a big
stop
deal?
The game again?
No.
Give him the ball?
They gave him a 40 Schlitz malt liquor, and he chugged the whole thing.
Hell yeah.
That'd be fucking dope.
That would have been
did.
The way to do it, right?
I know.
Play Edward 40 hands. He's on the bench with 240s duct taped to his hands. He can't get back into the game until they're gone.
I mean, this is an unbreakable record.
Yeah. Nobody. He's
to play, you have to play very long.
That long. And stay
elite,
healthy.
At an elite level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not even counting his playoff points, by the way.
No.
That's only regular season points.
It is. You just, man,
it's unfathomably difficult. It is almost, it's like Cy Young's win record.
Yeah, no, he's a stat compiler. He's he's the Emmett Smith of the NBA.
He is.
Jesus Christ.
It's weird because I've seen like stats all fucking weekend here about now he's got more points than Magic Johnson and Larry Bird combined. But again, there wasn't the 3-point line and all that other.
Yes, there was.
There was, but it just wasn't used that much.
Larry did. Magic never shot threes. He probably made like 100 in his whole career, I would guess.
Yeah. It's a big deal, but it's just he's been very, very lucky to stay healthy. for 20 well, I mean,
he, 21 he spends years. Millions of dollars on his
it's
body.
It's not that, but what are the chances of we all know great players who have blown out a knee,
yeah.
And then you're like, well, shit. I mean, even Brady tore a fucking ACL and missed a season.
He's never played less than 54 games in a season that wasn't the COVID year.
Is that fucking nuts?
I don't know if that's nuts, luck. Dude. I think that's durability and that's a skill.
He's got a crazy it's a skill body. Its own,
right. And for as much as you want to call him a pussy or like a bitch, whatever, not wrongly so. Emotionally, he very much is. But like, dude, he fucking guts it out.
I don't
think
he's a pussy. I think he's just lame.
Mm. Well, he is lame for sure. Yeah.
Well, he's the most insecure superstar of all time.
And all those things are fair. But like physically, that dude fucking.
Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah,
he is. And he was just born with the perfect NBA body, and to never have a freak injury or anything.
I think it's arguable.
Is nuts, dude.
I think it's arguable he's like a top five most athletic human being that's ever lived.
Yeah. Probably, when you're born with the physical gifts like that, where you're just like, holy shit.
I put Lou Gehrig in that. Like people,
Lou Gehrig was a hoss.
People sleep on Lou Gehrig.
Yeah.
He was a fucking man. Yep. And he could run. He ran fast as fuck, too. But yeah, he's. He's up there, probably top 10 most like
physically gifted
in the history of the species.
Yeah.
Yes. Like it's fucking insane.
Yep.
And
like we're lucky to have like as much as I fucking brag on him and hate him, but it's been good to watch sometimes, to be honest.
Like, he's amazing. One of the best passers I've ever watched. Yeah. Like when he decides like I'm going to pass the ball a lot today. Like
it's LeBron's fucking incredible. Game itself is very dope.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. High level LeBron was incredible to watch,
but his personality is just shit so bad.
Yeah, I mean
so
it's crazy that he scored 40,000 points, and on most of the teams he was on, he was at least trying to be a facilitator most of the time. It was like sometimes he was scoring because nobody else would.
Yeah,
which and also is fucking crazy, right? Because if he had just been like Kareem or somebody like that, he would be at 50,000 by now.
Rob, he is the greatest athlete to ever live when he was with the Miami Heat. When he was on all the gas.
Yeah. That might have been the most athletic human being.
When he was like 300 pounds of just muscle mass.
Can you imagine, he was like 285.
Can you imagine the fucking home runs that Gehrig would have hit
had he been
on the gas? Or even Mickey Mantle.
And we've accepted that, right? Like he was on.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Everything. For sure.
I want him to be. I hope he's on it now.
Yeah. People forget too. Like go look up early and mid-career LeBron highlights. The dunks that guy threw down. I mean, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's a better question. If he went to college. And he went to...
He was supposed to go to Ohio State.
But let's say he went to Akron, right? Like, cause sometimes he'll be like, oh, I would have went to Akron University.
Yeah. Been a zip.
Do they make the Final Four?
Probably.
Yes.
Because
yes.
He was really good his rookie year, but could he have dragged, four nobodies to the Final Four at
He
Akron?
Dragged four nobodies to the NBA Finals like 3 years later.
Yes. I say yes. Because Steph Curry was able to do it with Davidson.
No, he made the Elite
They
eight.
Never got to the Final Four.
They got
the Sweet 16. Yeah.
No, I think they made an Elite Eight.
They made an Elite Eight.
I believe Kansas beat them to get to the Final Four.
Yeah, I think you're correct. And I'm looking at his numbers now here. These are still mind-altering. This is this year, and he's almost 40 years old. 25 points a game, 8 assists a game, 1.3 steals a game. I mean, at fucking 39, and he's playing 35 minutes a fucking night.
That's
dude.
The craziest part. The stats are whatever, but the amount of time he's on the floor is crazy.
It is third all time in the NBA in PER. Only two people ahead of him.
Who are the two?
Second place,
mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan.
Yep.
And first place, Jokic.
Wow. Yeah, well, Jokic is on his way. Should be fourth MVP in a row. They gave it to Embiid last year, but he's going to win this year, mm-hmm. It looks like. Michael Jordan, I think this is a real statement, but you guys can look. All these fucking cards on the internet these days, like, who knows? I guess Michael Jordan's statement, because they asked him about what he thought about 40,000 points. He goes, cool, man, you can keep the points. I still have more rings. It wouldn't shock me if Jordan said
LeBron
that.
LeBron made more finals, right?
Alternatively, you could say that's a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah. He didn't want to do that.
You know?
He never does.
He's
petty really, as fuck. Boy, I will say this. Like, obviously, Jordan has more rings, but boy, do we let him off the hook for losing earlier rounds of the playoffs than LeBron. We're like, basically, we laugh at LeBron for losing in the finals, but don't care that Jordan was losing in like the second round for half his career.
But the league was so good then.
To be fair, one, nobody was on that Jordan team, and that you could say those are similar circumstances, right, to some degree, but Jordan's team. LeBron's teams also weren't playing tackle football on the court.
Yeah.
Right? The Pistons fucked his ass.
I think we overblow that a bit.
Oh, what are you, crazy?
Yeah, we do.
It's literally called the Jordan rule. And John Sally, who used to be his fucking teammate, by the way, whooped his ass. Everybody on that team.
Because Jeff wasn't Sally on Lambeer the
business. Lambeer fucked
that
him up.
That fucking documentary was Jordan propaganda.
Forget about that documentary. I grew up watching this shit, dude.
So did I. It was
they even, whipped even his ass.
The Lakers. Remember the Lakers and Celtics used to kick the shit out of each
other?
Yeah,
that's the only reason Kurt Rambis was even in the NBA.
That's it.
The only reason he ever touched a basketball in his life was to fuck people
up. I mean, I
up.
Can't imagine there was any other reason for Bill Lambeer to exist.
No.
That guy looks like just like a scary dad who looks, like you're pretty sure beats up his kid, but you never know for
and
sure.
One of LeBron's rings doesn't count because it's a bubble ring.
Yeah, that
bubble
one doesn't count. Yeah, no, for sure.
So he's got, what, 2.5 rings now?
Yeah. No, he's got 3.
Wow.
He's won 4, right? Four.
He's got 4, yeah.
4 wins.
Oh, he does have 4?
The bubble's the 4.
Are you sure he's got 4?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He's 4-6.
And it's 4.5 because he has the in-season tournament title, which Jordan never accomplished.
Yeah, Jordan never did that.
I want to talk about his kid because Bronny James right now, they're talking about him.
I feel bad for the kid.
Potentially entering the draft.
He's having to walk back statements he didn't even make.
Nope.
No, he's coming
Rich
back.
Paul's talk shit and LeBron's talk shit about wanting to play with him in the NBA and shit. You never heard any of this from the kid. He's just trying to develop into an adult human being.
Yep.
And play basketball. And it's like, oh, I guess I'll like I don't know. I feel bad for him.
So currently, this is as of 2 days ago, they said they're evaluating teams to see where he could potentially be drafted if he is going to leave for the draft.
Nah.
Problem is, he's averaging 5.8 points
a game
right now.
Does he even start at USC?
He starts.
I don't think he starts.
Okay.
USC's not that good anyway.
USC's not that
Dude,
good.
You know what, though? Like, I don't even give a fuck,
Come back
man.
For another year.
Whatever. Like,
stay in college. Get some strange.
Being this lottery pick is, like, not... I mean, the best player in the NBA right now is a second-round draft pick.
Jokic?
Yeah. just develop your fucking game. Don't worry about
that
it.
That is such an anomaly. Most dudes that go in the second round are total bust. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing there.
Yeah, but half
usually
the dudes,
once you get past the top five, it's bad.
Half the, dudes in the lottery. That's 2/3 of the lottery. Past the top five. Yep. I mean, the draft is. That's my point, though, in general, is the draft is, aside from one or two guys a year, a complete fucking crapshoot. So I don't know why you would ever care about, especially him, because, you know, a lot of these guys have to at least be like, fuck, dude, I got to get drafted higher for the money. He doesn't need any money.
No.
His dad's a fucking billionaire.
And
so, like,
you draft him in the second round.
His NIL was $9 million.
You draft him in the second round, you get LeBron, right? For a year?
I don't think so.
It's like a marketing
LeBron book. Says he wants to stay with the Lakers. If you're the Lakers, do you put him in the G League? Do you draft him in the second round?
If I'm the Warriors, I draft him to try to get him to come up there because I think he would go up and stay in California.
And with the Warriors?
Yep.
Because they tried to do that deal before the trade deadline, and it didn't go through.
That was – what were they offering them, though, really?
Like,
they were asking LeBron to come fucking rickshaw this rickety-ass old team into the playoffs, which he didn't want to do.
No.
But it would be different if they made some other moves. Like, Chris Paul comes off the book this year. That makes things wildly different, right?
Also, why would LeBron – leave the Lakers? They were literally just in the Western Conference Finals last year.
Yeah, but that's a bit of a misnomer, right? Like, they went through the Warriors, who were not prepared to fucking do anything in the playoffs, and also the first round team they played, they shouldn't have that team shouldn't have even been there, right?
For sure.
But you if you're saying that it's a commentary on the softness of the West once you get past the first three teams, that I will agree with.
I don't even think the first three teams are not soft. Like, I don't trust the Timberwolves in the fucking
Don't
playoffs.
Trust the Timberwolves.
No, I don't trust the Timberwolves.
Oklahoma City.
But Oklahoma City is fucking legit.
They're
dude.
Good, but I don't know. They're not, like, playoff tested.
No,
not tested, sure. And their oldest starter is SGA. He's 25, right?
And we just saw Chet Holmgren, you know, over the weekend get torched by Wemby. So, like, that's not
I mean,
the
he
guy.
Still scored 20 points.
He's not the guy.
He had a double-double. Wemby let up a double-double to, I guess, Chet Holmgren, the worst player in the league.
I think the Clippers are dangerous in the West.
Yeah.
Obviously, Denver. We'll see about Minnesota for sure is not.
No. Although, I was the Nuggets tiger. Said that their toughest series was against the Timberwolves last year.
Well, that's because... of what we said at the time before that series started, the Timberwolves are young and they're going to run the fuck out of anybody on the court.
I don't trust the Kings.
I don't trust the Kings.
I think if Golden State gets into the playoffs, they can make a run.
I think the Suns can make a run because there's so much talent on the team. They have to stay healthy, which is a fucking who knows if that's even possible for them at this point. They also have to play as a team at some point, right? Which has not been the case since KD got there. I don't think it's his fault. I just think the coaching is bad, frankly.
You can't let KD. KD's not like a leader, right? You need to just let him play, and the coaching needs to be better, essentially.
But the Mavs are another team to keep an eye on.
Interesting.
They have been very good since the All-Star break.
Just lost to the
Sixers. They lost 2 in a row this week, but they've been really or this weekend, but they've been really good since the All-Star break. Kyrie Irving's got fucking some skills. He's got some pedigree when it comes to winning in the playoffs, for sure. He made one of the biggest shots in NBA history.
Yeah.
So
how soon till we get a Kyrie Irving, Aaron Rodgers podcast?
Oh my God.
Please.
Is that too much?
Might be too much.
Because whenever Alex has Eddie Bravo on the show, I can't listen.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just too, there's too much crazy. I need throw one him or the other.
Eddie Bravo.
Yeah, exactly. And Rodgers.
Kyrie
and
Irvin.
Then see what happens.
And then put it on.
And Aubrey Marcus.
Yeah, and then put it on fucking.
Oh, you see Aubrey was with fucking Jake Paul.
Put it on
weekend?
InfoWars Network. Just like, let him go wild.
Yeah, why not?
Aubrey was like rubbing some incense on Jake Paul before his fight.
Yeah, he's always there at the fight.
Have they kissed?
Lakers are
most likely,
of course. Lakers are currently last team play-in game right now at 10.
Yeah, but they're tied with the Warriors. Warriors just have the end season,
and also the it looks like the bottom five teams have no shot.
None.
So like the Lakers are probably good, right? Like,
they're good
unless they lose every game for the rest of the year, probably, right?
Which is more mileage though on the
how are the Grizzlies so bad?
Because Jaws,
Jaws out for the season.
Hurt. Yeah,
yeah. He got
talent.
He only played like five games, right?
Yeah,
he came back for a little bit and then broke
shoulder
his
injury.
Oh, his shoulder.
Yeah.
The Jazz suck. They're not doing anything. The Rockets suck. They're not doing anything. Yeah, none of these teams are going to catch them. So it is what it is. There might be some shift here. I don't think Minnesota can win in the playoffs. We've seen them not do that, right?
Yep.
Oklahoma City is like, I think
they're a good team. They haven't been testing the playoffs.
Yeah,
this feels like another Denver year to me.
Kind of sucks though if you're the Timberwolves. You're going to maybe catch like the fucking Suns in the first round. That would be awful.
Nightmare for sure.
And then don't forget about the Pelicans either, because Fat Body is actually playing basketball right now.
Zion.
He's lighting it up.
He has like some of the highest PERs.
Yeah, as long as he can be on the court, he fucking dominates everybody.
I just don't trust that he'll be on the court.
No,
is the problem.
He's just so fat.
So
hey man, that beignet can ball, all right?
That was the worst city he could have went to.
The round mound of rebound, he's back. He's only played 50 games this year, but he's averaging 30 minutes a game.
SGA, by the way, is averaging 31.2 a game. God,
he's going to finish second in MVP voting most likely.
It's the juice ball era for the NBA.
Yeah,
they're just guys are putting up 50 every night.
Well, look, if you can do it and then go to they're 42-18 and he's doing it, like, hey,
dude,
that's
the Thunder,
fine.
Thunder are fucking nuts. And although I do kind of wonder, like, if you wouldn't rather catch Denver earlier than later in the playoffs, just because I feel like the Denver got stronger and stronger in the playoffs last year, and teams had a tougher time going to Denver to play just because they were more tired as the year went on.
Yeah, but you could also catch Denver later and they'll be hurt.
Always a possibility. But I mean, as it goes right now, like I was telling Dan this the other day, their starting five, Denver's starting five is Jokic, who's the best player in basketball, and then four lottery picks.
Yep.
It's fucking nuts.
And he should have, maybe should have is not the right word, but if you mapped him back onto the draft now, you would pick him in a lottery pick position.
For sure. So, yeah.
To be honest, the same is true of Oklahoma City, though, right?
What?
Like, I think Jalen Williams is the only one that was like down in the 20s.
Yeah,
everybody else is drafted pretty high. I think he was in the 20s, right?
Yeah.
What did he?
I don't remember where him or where SGA was. Obviously,
oh no, he was 12th actually. Okay. Shit.
So he was a lottery pick. SGA was a lottery pick.
SGA was 11th.
Yeah, but not for the Thunder. So that's why I was curious.
Giddey was 6th, and then Dort was. I don't know. I don't see. He may have been undrafted actually.
And then they got Gordon Hayward now.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward. Butler's Gordon Hayward might be the most important player on that team.
Yeah. They added a vet, basically.
But they need a playoff vet.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the last thing
this team needs.
Make a finals with the Celtics?
He was hurt, I think, when they made the finals.
Okay.
I think. Or maybe
he
it was
definitely made a conference finals with the Celtics.
That's the last thing they need to find their Andrew Iguodala, right? Somebody out there in the NBA who's won before that can come show this team what it means to grind it through a 7-game series and win it.
Yeah.
That's the last thing they need, because they're all 25 and under.
Yeah.
They can afford to fucking shed a draft pick here and there. They don't, how many fucking, you can't add any more to the starting lineup at this point. You know what I mean?
I know.
So give up your first round draft pick next year and get somebody.
Respect to them for being win now, too.
Yeah.
Because Oklahoma just saw that a good thing doesn't last forever. They had goddamn Durant, Harden, and Westbrook.
Presti built this. They couldn't afford him.
I feel like they could have made that work.
Like Presti did this the right way. He loaded up on draft picks and just kept trading everybody.
But the problem is these contracts expire.
Sure.
Then can they afford
them? But they're in for it now. The next guy up for a Supermax is going to be fucking Giddey. And maybe he gets a max contract. Not a Supermax. Maybe he gets a max contract. He probably won't get the 5-year, I don't think.
Yeah.
But he's the next guy you got to sign in this 2 years later for anybody else.
Keep throwing accusations against him.
Yeah, he'll keep better, throwing 16-year-olds
at him. But if he fucking... If Oklahoma City has a first-round draft pick next year in the offseason, they should trade that draft pick and get a fucking veteran who knows how to win in the playoffs. That would be a very smart move for them.
Depending on what happens this year, they might be a team loaded with guys who made a deep playoff run.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. Should be fun, though, to watch. I pick back up with the NBA as the playoffs get closer, so we're almost here. This week is also championship week for colleges. Looking forward to that.
Big weekend.
Huge weekend, dude. Tons of stuff to bet on at mybookie.com. And I did throw money on Jake Paul here to close out the show. Another impressive first round TKO.
Another fucking tomato can.
Nobody watched that.
Everybody did. Everybody cared. It was awesome, dude. Although, congratulations to Jake.
I did see Ryan Garcia was just like, all right, let's do this.
Did he finally say that?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
He would destroy Jake.
I agree. But wouldn't you like to see it just happen? Just to see what would actually fucking happen.
I mean, that one would go the distance.
No.
Garcia,
yeah. Garcia's second not round knockout.
Out. Yeah, fuck out of here.
He would knock him out, I think.
No, he's fast. He's very fast. He's not knocking out Jake Paul.
He would knock out Jake Paul.
No. You think so?
Yeah.
What's the weight disparity?
He would drop Jake Paul with like a body shot.
Like 50 pounds.
That much.
Yeah.
God, it's fun to watch.
I mean, I don't know. What does Jake box at? Is he boxing at 175?
He's usually higher. It's 190.
It's like 195.
Ryan boxes at like 140.
Yeah, right? But he just don't drop any weight.
Yeah, because he walks around at like 165, 170.
That fucks your cardio up.
Jake
carrying
Paul
around that extra weight.
183.
That's what he boxes at?
So it depends. He's boxed at like 195 before.
Okay.
That's what he fought, I think, Anderson Silva.
It'd be great to see. Look, he is fighting real boxers, so it is what it
are
is
they?
Here.
They well, are. It is the boxing route, right? Like your first like 20 fights are supposed to be cans.
Correct.
Yeah, but they're also not supposed to be fixed.
They weren't. Those and were those all cans, legit fights.
No, those cans still have to be actual professional boxers and not an ex-NBA player. A wrestler who has a worse body than everyone at this fucking desk.
Hey,
like,
how dare you? How dare you talk about Ben Askren like that?
It's fucking, like, come on, man.
Looking forward to Jake Paul's bright career here and knocking out Garcia to win the championship. Lastly, though, our boy's going to get there and Ngannou's going to fight soon. What if he wins?
Against Joshua?
Yeah.
I just can't see it happening.
I can. I don't think Joshua's good.
That's not the point. Boxing is kata based. Kata, like there's combos, right?
Yeah.
Being in the right position and throwing the right combos in the right moment, that's how you win in boxing. And it takes years to develop that skill. That's why the first 10 to 15 fights of your career are just tomato. If you have any promise, they're just tomato cans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can fucking hone that particular skill. Look, he's got, if anybody in the history of human beings has a puncher's chance, it's Francis goddamn Ngannou.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he can punch through a guard and knock your ass off, for sure.
I honestly, at this point, can't really doubt him to do anything.
Yeah.
No.
Just
he came from a diamond mine in Africa and became world champion, like, after floating on a, like, he was just on a raft.
Yeah.
That got to this
country. He killed Rose and took that fucking door and floated over here.
Sure
That's
did.
What happened. Yeah. Which I,
sure
you know, did. Good. He got some revenge for Leo.
And it's an inspiring story. He actually went back to Africa, bought that diamond mine, and now there's twice as many children working in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all his.
He's a job creator.
Yeah. Just creating an economy for his own country. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. We'll be live with the Drinking Bros fake news here in about 10-15 minutes on Patreon. Subscribe over there to Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon. In the meantime, go to iTunes and rate this show, Drinking Bros Sports, a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.